Good morning. First of all, we have some KVIL listeners in the room. Let's hear from them.
Yes.
And now I know we're really going to hear from them because welcome Josh Groban.
Hey.
All right.
Now, Josh, are your fans known as Grobanites?
I think that's the name that they have, crowned themselves, and that's fine with me.
Well, we welcome you to KVIL. We love your music, and obviously everybody in here loves your music.
Well, thank you very much. It's so cool to be here.
Would you say Ally McBeal put you on the map?
Ally McBeal was really, really great because that first episode happened right before I released the CD. So, I didn't have any promotion out there at that point. So when David E. Kelly decided that he wanted to write a story around that song, You're Still You, as a new artist, that you can't really ask for anything more. And so we created a small website right after that aired, and we got a group of great people that kind of joined the website, and it started from that.
Could the small website handle the response? Because it was pretty large, wasn't it?
The main computer was overloaded the first couple days because we had about, 10, 15, 20,000 people visiting it every hour. So it was pretty crazy. It was kind of our first sense of what could possibly happen, and it was beyond anything we ever expected.
Oh, you're too modest. That was the California power blackout. Remember that?
That's right. Gray Davis
sucking so much juice.
Exactly.
They were taking every ISP down. Well, how about the internet and the folks that are here today? A lot of them, as we've been discovering, communicate back and forth and talk about you. And do you ever go onto your own website?
Yeah, I go on it quite a bit, actually, because most of the time, like we're discovering this morning, they know a lot of things that I don't know.
So,
when are my shows airing? In July. Sometimes I don't even know until they post it. So they are so on top of things, and it's so great to hear kind of how their response is because they represent, I think, a much greater audience. So it's really cool for me to read some of that, and I try to post as much as possible.
One of the great stories is the time you almost had to fill in for Andrea Bocelli with Celine Dion. I just want to hear you tell that story. You're probably tired of telling the story, but it's a great story.
Well, it was quite possibly the most nervous I've ever been in my entire life. It was a dress rehearsal, and I was called in by David Foster because Bocelli was in Munich, and he was doing a concert and unfortunately couldn't make the rehearsal. And so he said, "Hey, I remember you from this event. Come on down to the Shrine Auditorium and sing this song with Celine Dion."
Now, was it the Oscars or the Grammys?
This was the Grammys.
Wow.
And I was 17, and I had to leave my curtain pulling for a theater show at my high school because I had to go to the Grammys. So, this is where I was coming from. And so I said, "Oh, David, I'm not sure I should do this. I'm pulling curtain today. Are you sure you want me to?" And he goes, "Oh, no, it'll be great. It'll be great. Come on down." And just singing with her and being on that stage was like unlike anything I'd ever experienced in my life. She was so nice and she was so kind and she helped me out with the Italian and we had a wonderful time. But then after I got off the stage, the producer walked down and said, buy a suit quickly, and I'm thinking, what's going on? And my dad's going, they're not going to have you sing on the show. Don't worry about that. And they were actually saying, he might not get here on time, stick around.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, no, this can't possibly be. And thank goodness it didn't. But, it was for that brief moment, I was pretty scared.
We're visiting with Josh Groban here on KVIL, and I'll tell you what, we're going to play one of your songs right now, and then when we come back, everybody here I'm sure wants to ask a question, right?
Yeah.
Hi.
Now this crowd is real subdued.
Now they have to think of something.
Yeah, now they're going, wait a minute, I feel like Josh getting ready to pull the curtain or sing for Bocelli. What do I do? It's coming up next on KVIL.
Step up to the mic if you have a question for Josh.
Yeah, let's find out who...
I
have two.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll tell you what. Let's start once again. All right. Now we'd like some of our listeners to KVIL to ask a question and just give Josh your name and go to it.
Hi, Josh. I'm Linda Story O'Malley from Houston.
Hello, Linda.
I have two questions.
Okay.
One is, what is your favorite color?
It depends. Either black or blue or dark blue. Like I'm dressed in all blue today, but yeah, I'd say blue is probably my favorite color.
Okay. And the next one is, if you had to take a cross-country flight on an airplane, who would you like to sit between?
Good. Ooh, question.
Good question. Very, let's write that one down for future use.
Yeah, right.
What we'll do is edit you out here and we'll ask that question.
Who would I like to sit between? Dead or alive? Anybody?
Yeah, let's open that up.
Can we open that hole?
Yeah.
Dead or alive? Let's see. Bob Marley and... Jesus, no. I don't know.
Well, Bob Marley wouldn't get on the plane because it's a no smoking.
That's right. Place, exactly. They'd probably catch him right at the door. Oh, man, there are so many people that I'd love to sit next to. I'd probably feel more confident if my manager was on one side of me because I'd know that everything was going to go smoothly. And on the other side of me, probably I would love to sit next to Peter Gabriel and just pick his mind a little bit. I think he's
just
a great, great singer.
Monkey.
Yeah. Ask him when his next CD is coming out.
You talked about your manager. Do you have anything that, like, Pavarotti has his handkerchief? Do you have anything that you like to go out on stage with to give you a little confidence?
You know, he's lucky. He's got that handkerchief he can hold on to. And I've always thinking, what,
and it's
what
important to him.
It is important. Well, sure, because when you're on stage, you feel very, for some reason, you feel very kind of vulnerable when you don't have something to grab onto. So it's nice to have a microphone that you can kind of hold on to when you get nervous. But other than that, I just have to make sure my hair is appropriately curly. Otherwise, very, very nervous if that's not happening.
Now, does anybody else? And by the way, Linda from Houston actually flew here to Dallas, Fort Worth, just to be in the same room and be able to talk and converse and ask
Thanks
questions.
Thanks for doing that.
And very impressive.
Thank you.
Who else would like to step up and ask a question?
Hi, I'm Tess, and I'm from Plano, Texas.
Hi.
And my question is, if you were not Josh Groban, who would you want to be?
If I was not Josh Groban, I would want to be, somebody like Andy Warhol or Vincent Van Gogh. I think I'd want to be a famous painter. You know, because I was always, I can't even color in the lines like in kindergarten. Like I'm horrible at drawing, horrible at painting and all that.
Well,
so
Picasso had the same thing in his reports. Doesn't
really?
It? Really?
I would love to be a painter, well known or not. Yeah.
Now I talked earlier with somebody who was really familiar with the Billboard and joshgroban.com, and I wanted to see if that person is somewhere near the microphone, if they can step up. And Kurt and...
come on, Kurt.
Kurt, explain how the website works and what you all do, because everybody talks back and forth on this, emails, chats, and what goes on this website?
Well, first of all, we learn a lot about Josh. If you need to know anything, you just go to joshgroban.com and click on the community and choose any of the forums. And what we do is we plan a lot of Josh Fest and meet and greets across the country. I just got back from Florida. We're all like 100 Grobanites are going to Boston.
Yeah, that's right. That was a lot of fun. I was there doing a small concert there, and they all congregated in this one hotel suite, and I got to go up and say hi to all of them. It was a lot of fun.
And people really, we have our own little dictionary too. Like they tell us about their Josh-terrific experiences that they maybe have heard Josh on TV or the radio and so forth. And there's also an area where people can express out what Josh has done for their lives and so forth. It's a great site.
Wow.
So we do invite people to definitely join us.
Definitely. And I read so many touching messages on that forum as well as letters. It's really, really great. It makes my day every time I go into that forum. And
how old are you, Josh?
I'm 21.
21? He's 21!
Okay, which brings me to a question I had. I saw a statement from you someplace where you said you haven't really tackled arias yet because you're waiting for your voice to mature. Now, how much better are you going to get? And, I mean, as a layperson, I mean, you sound terrific. Will we notice? What will you want to do better?
Well,
first of all, what's an aria?
Yes.
Okay, I don't think I'm the only one.
I think,
I know those aria things.
Yeah, well, an aria is not something you're going to hear on this station, but it's generally a piece that is very popular from an opera. You know, a standout piece, a solo or a duet or a trailing that stands out in an opera, and it really does limit itself to an opera. And so, you know, when I say I want to improve and I want to get older and see how my voice matures, it's that, you know, if I want to make that choice to become an operatic tenor, that doesn't really happen fully until you're anywhere from 25 to 35. So, so in that regard, I've got a little training to do. And I know the classical critics would say that probably that's true also. So, so I'm being very, very careful and I'm singing, you know, I'm having a really good time kind of pushing the pop music scene right now and seeing what I can do in there for now.
So in 5 years, your voice might be like this.
That's true.
Hey, baby. I'm Josh Groban. How are you?
It would make, when I call in messages for the forum, it'd be a lot more fun if I could do that. Yeah.
Anyone else have a question? Step right up. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm Carolyn. I'm from Richardson, Texas. Hey. First question is a fun one.
Okay.
Generally, what's the time, the amount of time that you're home before your mother asks you to take out the garbage to bring you back down to earth?
Oh, not even a second. Not even a minute. Are you kidding?
And to clean your room.
There's always something to do as soon as I step in the door. It's hugs, hugs, hugs. Oh, my God, how was your trip? What did you bring us? And oh, you know you have to clean your room because we've got so-and-so coming over. You know, so, you know, it's instant. It's instant to answer your question. So, yeah, okay. there's no relaxing ever.
Second question is serious.
Okay.
What do you see as your purpose in the gift that you've been given?
Hmm.
What is your desire to do with it?
Wow.
Just in general.
Well, I mean, that's something I think about a lot, and that's something that I'm sure I'll be discovering more and more as I go on with my career. But I think generally, first, when I first realized I could sing, my main purpose was to train as much as possible and make it as best for me that I could possibly make it. And then when I had the great opportunity of sharing it with everybody, that then, you know, I guess my purpose is just to not ever fall back, not ever lay back and relax on what I'm doing. I want to keep moving forward and keep exploring and keep getting better and better and better. That's why I want to keep training and hopefully get the same reaction down my career. But what I've heard so far from people who've listened to it has been so flattering, and it's been such an honor to get those kind of comments. So yeah, I hope to continue that.
Yes, follow up.
Okay.
No, just because so many people are just touched by your voice and by your music, and so you have to know that there's something to that. So hopefully you know that we received that from you. You know.
Thank you. Well, thank you. That means everything to me.
In the words of Robert De Niro, you have a gift.
Thanks.
No. You have a gift.
You're talking to me?
Daryl?
Okay.
Daryl has a question.
Oh, is this trouble, Josh?
Is there something about stay within five or outside of 500 feet of...
Okay. Yeah, I'm Daryl from Fort Worth, Texas.
Sure.
And you started so early in your work career in the music business, mm-hmm. that I was wondering, did you ever have a conventional job?
Hmm.
And what was it?
Oh, sure. I was... I washed windows at a toy store when I was 13 and 14.
You were a singing drive-through clerk.
Singing drive-through. No, probably what I would have done to get my way through college. But you know, I was so immersed in school, and I was so immersed in trying to get more training. But I did a lot of other stuff. I washed windows at that place, and I did a waiter job for God a few months and couldn't stand that little stuff that I just absolutely couldn't stand. So yeah, I probably would still be doing that now, but I wouldn't be enjoying it.
Anyone else?
Can I ask him a question?
Sure. Well, that's right. You talked about the website, yeah. Kurt.
I just have a question about the Civil War movie. Any updates? You gave us that news in Florida.
My only thing I can say is that I've had some great scripts coming my way, and I've had a lot of that was kind of when I was talking about that was kind of the first of a lot of great scripts that I was reading, and so I'm very enthusiastic about possibly getting into some kind of film work in the near future. So. No, there's nothing, no updates on that, but there's a lot of things, there's no yes and there's no, as is the case with everything. So, when I definitely start shooting anything, I'll post it as soon as I can.
Josh Groban is our guest here on KBIL. What about the stories going around about a dance remix? Well, I've gone onto this website, and there's some chatter about that.
See, Mickey really likes to start rumors as well.
Yes.
Oh my!
But or just a different remix version.
Yeah, we're always looking at different versions and different remixes. And the cool thing is, we're getting some really interesting mixers and remixers,
right.
And electronica producers that are saying, you know, hey, we love your song. Let's see if we can do something with it. And I'm all for that, as long as it doesn't at all change the integrity of the song.
Well, yeah, because I'm going to freak if I...
No. Yeah. No, I don't think you're going to hear that. But if they're able to do something with it that might get it to a larger audience, it doesn't change the feeling of it, then I'm all for that. But we haven't done anything yet, so...
Okay. Well, you're here fairly early this morning, but I saw that you recently did Good Morning America when they were in California.
That was early.
So you had to get up very early and perform, right?
Yeah, no, see, that was in California live to the East Coast. So my call time was 2:30 in the morning, and my sound check was at 3:30 in the morning, and then I performed from 4 until 5, and off and on, and then got into a hot air balloon and flew away. So it was kind of...
typical day.
Yeah, typical morning, and then I slept the rest of the day. But No, basically what I had to do was just pull an all-nighter and just say, okay, I'm going to sleep from 6 until 7 and then get up and have dinner. And then, I don't know, I tried to go run. And it was just weird. I kind of had to just really pay attention to how my body felt that night and keep myself sane until 5 in the morning.
Now, you're getting ready to go to Europe as well, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
What is the reaction in Europe?
Oh, it's been great.
Just like here, probably.
Well, it's interesting because each country tends to, you know, when you go to another country, all of a sudden you're working with artists and you're working with people that have spent their whole lives just working on that market. So, you know, I know who all the artists are here, and then I'll go to some place like Germany and I'll find 100 artists I've never heard of. They're at the top of the charts. So it's an interesting feeling and interesting trying to reach people from all over the world that don't necessarily listen to this kind of music. So it's a lot of fun and it's going to be a lot of hard work.
Frau Dieter Spears?
Yeah.
don't say yes. Nine. Did anything
nine.
He said.
Nine. Thank you.
Well, I think everybody's enjoyed their time with Josh this morning, huh?
Yes!
Could I indulge you I'm going to ask him.
Okay.
We have been working on a project, at KBIL, Dixon and Miller, on a song, The West Wing.
It's more Miller than Dixon on this one.
Do you watch The West Wing show?
I've watched it a few times, yeah.
Okay, so you're familiar with the theme, right?
Not really. Wish I was.
Here's the theme. Strings kind of grabs you.
Okay, right? Yeah, it's a good theme.
It's a great theme. But it's missing one thing.
What is it?
Lyrics.
Really?
It needs lyrics.
Uh-huh.
Mickey has written in quotation marks, lyrics.
Uh-huh.
Now, can you turn that monitor up just a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So I'm hoping that we can get Josh to maybe just sing a little bit of the West Wing lyrics theme. I'll humbly offer up the approach.
Now, see, okay. Mickey does this on the air.
Yes.
Live.
Live on the air.
Yeah.
And I'm stuck.
You're happy at that point.
It's a good start, though.
Well, could we get you to give it a shot? Give it a try?
Just that part?
Just that part.
Or would you like me to come? Okay.
The West Wing is... So anytime you're ready there, Mr. Groban.
Okay.
The West Wing is on.
How's the rest go?
The West Wing is on tonight.
Okay, we're gonna write the lyrics out.
The West Wing is on.
Right.
Oh, the West Wing's on tonight. Oh, the West Wing's on.
I don't know what you call that.
Yeah, that's well. I could call it a few things.
I think, Larry, we need to play a song and escort our guest immediately out of the studio.
No, he can stay as long as he wants.
Oh, Josh, thanks for putting up with our antics.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for having me in.
Yeah, Josh Groban on KVIL.
Perfect.
Great.